most people will say, okay, they did all right. But all these guys could be really good players. Look at the Giants draft, yeah, and everybody's saying, oh, they knocked it out of the ballpark. They crushed it. And the reason is because you know every one of those names. Like, you know the first-round pick, right, Abdul Carter. You know Jackson Dart. You know Scadaboo. Who's the other pick?
Darius Alexander.
Darius Alexander. Like, you knew the D-tackle. You knew all of those names from having great college careers.
Yeah, I think that plays part of it.
All right, dude, I know that those dudes ball because I saw them ball. I don't remember what Zaire Thomas did with Florida State. Maybe a little bit of Malachi Moore, but there was other people in Alabama that you were talking about. Arian Smith from Georgia. I don't remember him.
You're right. That's what's led to the hype around the Giants and the indifference, right, towards the Jets. What drives me nuts about the draft, I had a lot of fun talking about it with you guys for the last 4 months. It's a compelling story. It's an interesting story. I learn a lot.
Yeah.
But once the draft is over, and this is the way my brain works, good or bad, other than the top picks, because I'm more familiar with them, I would be lying to you if I'm passionately angry or excited about a draft.
Well, you know why?
I don't know.
Well, you know why also? Because other than that top pick, those other draft picks, like, they're fighting for a starting job.
Right.
I mean, usually, and maybe unless it's a quarterback and the quarterback waits, but Abdul Carter's going to play.
Right.
Right? Just, it is what it is. All right. Mimboob's going to play.
He's going to be the starting right tackle.
Exactly. So you know the first pick is going to play. All the other guys, you hope they make the team, especially once you get past the fifth round, but you don't know.
We also spend months talking about the top pick, so we all have strong opinions, like I had. Lee called it up. I wanted Tyler Warren. I didn't get what I wanted. I'm not crying over spilled milk. I didn't get what I wanted. I hope Tyler Warren doesn't become the greatest tight end in NFL history. Right. But after that, like, I can't sit here and say, boy, I'm pumped up about Arian Smith. I hope he turns out to be great. And when we get to training camp and we hear these, sure. But I'm not giddy or upset about the Jets.
I think the thing you have to realize is, while it's immediate draft reaction, what the end of the draft and getting excited about these guys signifies is it's your whole offseason's over for the most part.
You're right.
So it's the idea of, we couldn't totally like get too pumped up about free agency because we didn't see the complete picture from the draft. So now you pair that all together. Like, I haven't seen a Giant fan that hasn't mentioned Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland when they talk about Abdul Carter, or the Jets and everything, you know, Justin Fields when it talks to adding Membu. It's the whole thing put together that's leading to excitement.
I'm already over the draft. Here's what I'm excited about as a football fan. I can't wait for the schedule. Like, I am, that's a holiday. I may actually have a party at my house as they unveil the schedule. Would you guys want to come over for that? A schedule unveil?
Probably not. The truth is, we're all going to be together because it's going to leak during the day during our show.
That's a good point.
Oh, I hate that. You're so right.
So order pizza again. This time, though, large, not us.
No, why don't you order pizza?
Give me your credit card and
I got the pizza.
Yeah, finally. I'm done. I'm done paying for everybody.
Adore-lay.
There you go.
Done. They crushed it.
That was good.
There you go. See, I'm done. I'm done paying for your bills, paying your bills.
My bills? I'm not your baby mama. You're not paying my bills. What do you mean paying my bills?
Telephone bills.
I'm over. I'm done paying people's bills. I'm excited about the draft, and then I'll get excited when they report to camp. And it's exciting. Like, okay, this is my football team. This is your team.
You don't get excited about, like, mandatory minicamp?
No, I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why?
Go ahead.
Because only bad stuff happens.
I 100% agree.
Only bad. I'm going to hear about a torn ACL from somebody I'm excited about, and I'm never going to get to watch them play.
Yeah. But at least your quarterback won't be riding camels during mandatory minicamps this year. That's something to be excited about.
Good point.
So I'm still getting slings. The Jets are boring. Why am I getting slings? And then I got another sling. And this one pissed me off. So I'm going about my business over the weekend. I'm interested in the draft, especially Shedeur Sanders. And it comes out that somebody pranked Shedeur Sanders. Now, before we get further into this, I am curious, Tiki. If someone had called you from the Washington then Redskins and said, hi, welcome to Washington, Tiki, and they told you they had drafted you and then gave you the, I'm just kidding, what would your reaction have been to that?
I would have been like, how in the heck did you get my car phone in a bag number?
Would you have been pissed or more confused?
Definitely confused. Definitely confused.
But not pissed.
No, probably not pissed.
Okay.
Just kind of like, well, whatever.
So, Shedeur Sanders.
But think trolling wasn't a thing in my era. Like the.
Pulling practical jokes were, though.
Yeah, but not.
Isn't that kind of what it is?
Not like this.
Is that trolling?
Yes, because it's. Because they were trolling Shedeur, or we know who it was ultimately. If you don't know the reveal, it's Jackson. Ulbrich.
And if you forgot Jeff Ulbrich, don't worry, we all did. He was the interim head coach after they canned Robert Saleh.
So it was Jack Ulbrich, and he was doing it so it would be like a social troll.
Right, I got you. But my point is, it's a practical joke. It became a troll because it was on social media, but if someone had called you up in 1997, and said, hey, Teak, you're drafted by the Cowboys, or whatever it is, it's the same idea, even if it's not released on social.
But nobody would have known.
No, but if the Jerky Boys had called them, we would have known. That was basically the trolling back then, was prank calls.
We had different kinds of
trolls. Or Howard Stern or somebody,
So would you have been annoyed?
Probably not.
Okay. Now, apparently,
I've just been like, you're an idiot.
This is a common thing where players get trolled, if you will, a lot. Apparently, Tyler Warren, and this was not me. I raised my hand. It was not me. Someone called up Tyler Warren and said he was drafted by the Jets.
Really?
God, it would have been a troll if someone called me and told me that, because I would have been all excited.
I wonder who that could have been.
Well, that's the thing. I guess this is a common thing to call up players and do that. Is it a malicious thing? Is it something we should really take as a serious crime? Or is it more like, it's stupid. How'd you get the number?
No,
whoever gave you the number should be in trouble.
It's not malicious. It's just stupid.
It's stupid.
Right.
People were reacting to the Shedeur Sanders.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to get drafted where you're going to get drafted. Right? You're going to go. You're still going to have to prove it. I guess you're having a party because what else is there? An excuse to have a party and have 50 people over and drink some wine or liquor or whatever the heck you're doing. But It's just like getting a job out of college. You know, that's how I looked at it.
So it's not that malicious, pranking them.
I used to always tell people I'm fortunate because I had a high paying first job. That was my approach to it. But I still had to earn everything that I ever did. It wasn't like, oh, I've made it. It's like, dude, I have a good first job.
But did you see the statement from Jeff Ulbrich's son, or from Jeff? Who released that statement? Was it the Falcons or was it the kid?
There were two separate statements, an apology from the kid and the Falcons release.
I mean, they acted like he committed a crime.
I know. I mean, it was just, the problem is it's stupid, and it's someone who's associated, meaning Jeff Ulbrich, who's the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. He's associated with an NFL organization. Now, if this is some random kid that just hacked into whatever and he lives in Dubuque, Iowa, nobody would have cared. But it was Jack Ulbrich.
Right.
So
that's what made it worse.
That's why it was bad. It's not like he's 18 or 15. He's 21.
Right.
Like, dude, what the hell is wrong with you, kid?
He's just trying to make his stupid college roommates laugh at something stupid.
He needs to be slapped is what he needs to be. What are you doing?
I agree with that. And this is really embarrassing.
You're almost a grown-up.
This is embarrassing for Jeff Ulbrich. I'm sure that 100%. He has to handle this. But the idea now that, like, everybody's looking at Jeff Ulbrich going, you need to go for, like, cybersecurity training. Dude, his son was acting like a dope. Let him take care of that.
Well, how did he get the cell phone number?
It was open.
They claimed an iPad was open. Now, I'm sure the kid scrolled through.
Well, I'm sure a kid has his dad's iPad.
Right.
My kids have my iPad.
With the password and stuff.
They go into it all the time. Like, just don't look at the pictures.
You got to leave that one out.
I also think this became a bigger deal. And I'm not blaming him. Every camera in the world, Shedeur Sanders made sure were on at his parties. And so the cameras caught when he got pranked.
Yes.
And he got utterly embarrassed by it. And that's why it became a big deal. That's why when we hear Kyle McCord or Tyler Warren, like, nobody had those cameras and caught that.
Right.
So in many ways, did Shedeur Sanders deserve to get pranked? None of these kids did. But I'm also not going to feel bad that the cameras caught you in that embarrassing moment because you wanted to embrace all this.
Because otherwise, we wouldn't have known.
Exactly.
Unless you told us.
Yeah, I don't think it's that embarrassing for Shedeur Sanders. I'll tell you something that I think was embarrassing. All right? Jalen Milroe apparently told the world that, the Seahawks told me I was first on their list in terms of quarterbacks. Hmm. Right? So Jalen Milroe says that. Okay, maybe it's true. I have no idea. And then when John Schneider is having his press conference, GM of the Seattle Seahawks, a reporter asks John Schneider about what Jalen Milroe claimed.
Right.
If you want to hear awkward, take a listen to this exchange and Schneider's answer to Jalen Milroe's claim.
He that you told him he was the number one QB on your board. Is that accurate?
No. I don't think he was, actually. No, but he was damn close.
He threw him under the bus.
All right.
He's like, nah, he lied to you. Not number one, but he was close.
Yeah, BS. He was close.
I listened to that clip over and over again this weekend because it made me laugh so much.
Maybe available board.
Oh, is that what Jalen meant?
I think that's probably what Jalen was alluding to.
John Schneider should have lied. I gotta tell you.
No, because he can't, because then he looks bad. He looks terrible.
Hey, he's number one on our board, sure.
You have Jalen Milroe above all these other guys, yeah. Jackson Dart, yeah. and Cam Ward. There's no chance.
Okay, well, is someone going to go look at his board to see if he's telling the truth or not?
I'm sure somebody has a picture of it.
No, it wasn't on Hard Knocks, so nobody saw it.